Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In my nearly 20 years at the Montana Family Foundation, I'm still amazed when God providentially, sometimes months ahead of us, lays groundwork on an issue with which we'll soon be dealing. Case in point. Nearly 6 months ago, we reached out to our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom, a large Christian law firm that represents Baronel Stutzman, the 77-year-old florist from Washington State who was dragged before the U.S. Supreme Court for refusing to design the flowers for a same-sex wedding. We asked her attorneys if it would be possible for Baronel to speak at our fall banquet in Billings because we felt her story was a compelling one that everyone needed to hear. It's the story of an amazing Christian woman who faithfully and lovingly served a homosexual customer for over 10 years, only to be sued for refusing to do the flowers when he decided to get married. She told him that according to her deeply held religious beliefs, marriage is ordained by God as a sacred union between one man and one woman. They parted friends, but the story got back to the ACLU and the Washington State Attorney General, and she was sued. Her case went clear to the U.S. Supreme Court, was remanded back to the state of Washington after Jack Phillips, the cake baker from Colorado, won his case, and is now headed back to the Supreme Court because Washington refused to back down. Now, for the providential part. Baronel and her attorney agreed to be interviewed at our banquet in Billings on October 10th. 2 weeks ago, the Billings City Council announced that they would once again take up consideration of a Municipal Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Ordinance, or NDO. You'll remember that we killed a similar attempt in Billings 5 years ago. Baronel is scheduled to speak on October 10th, and the NDO is scheduled for introduction on October 14th. The timing is perfect because it allows us to show the people of Billings what happens when well-meaning people are sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. In another incidence of amazing timing, our side won a huge victory on an NDO challenge out of Phoenix, Arizona just this week. In that case, two young Christian graphic artists faced jail time if they refused to design wedding invitations for same-sex weddings. Fortunately, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled in their favor, and religious liberty trumped compelled government speech. And finally, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear three transgender rights cases on October 8th, so October will be a very big month as we fight for religious freedom and the right to keep men who claim to be women out of women's restrooms, locker rooms, and public shower facilities. We encourage everyone to come and hear Baronel Stutzman speak at the Northern Hotel in Billings on October 10th. You might also consider purchasing a table and inviting your friends and pastor. For details, please go to our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.